I'm Mark Bayshore. You're listening to Current State here on 90.5 WKAR, where it's been a live music Friday all this hour. We've been enjoying the music of Reverend Robert Jones from Detroit. Robert Jones and Josh White Jr. tonight in East Lansing for 10-Pound Fiddle's Black Fathers of Folk Music. Josh White and Lead Belly. The show includes the songs of these two pioneering artists, with Josh and Robert in character, Josh as his father, the legendary Josh White, and our guest in the studio, Robert Jones, as Lead Belly. The show's at the Unitarian Universalist Church in East Lansing starting at 8 o'clock. Let's go to Reverend Robert Jones right now and hear Lead Belly's Midnight Special.
Well, thank you, Brother Mark.
Now, you know, there used to be a train back down in the prison when I was down in Texas in the Shaw State Prison. And all the men would press themselves up against the bars in the hopes that the train, we call it the Midnight Special, would have a light. If that light shined on you, you was the next man to go free. And so we started to do some of them old work songs and put them all together in a song we called the Midnight Special. Went like this. If you ever go to Houston, boy, you better walk right. You better not argue, you better not fight. She will arrest you and carry you down. You say a thing about it, penitentiary bound. Let the Midnight Special shine light on me. Let the Midnight Special shine still a loving light on me. Well, yonder come Miss Rosie, how the world do you know? Tell by apron in the dress she wore, umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She's gonna tell her good enough, turn her loose, my man. Let the Midnight Special shine a light on you. Let the Midnight Special shine still a loving light on you. Well, jumping little Judy was a mighty fine gal. She brought her jumping to the whole round world. She brought her in the morning, just a little bold day. She brought the news that my woman was dead. Called me to grieving, who been hollering and crying. She called me to thinking about my own great time. Let the Midnight Special shine light on me. Let the Midnight Special shines ever loving light on me. Whoop it now. Yeah. Let the Midnight Special shine light on me. Let the Midnight Special shines ever loving light on me. Get up in the morning, hear the ding dong ring. They march to the table, same old thing. Nothing falls on the table, ain't nothing in the pan. Say anything about it, got trouble with the man. Let the Midnight Special shine a light on me. Let the Midnight Special shine still a loving light on me.
Reverend Robert Jones live here in Studio S on WKAR's Current State. That was good fun.
Thank you, Mark.
That song is always fun to hear. There's got to be 1,000 iterations of that particular tune that people have heard over the years.
Yeah,
and we all trace it back to Lead Belly.
Right. Lead Belly, Hudie Ledbetter, was born about 1888, 1889, depending on which lie he was telling, was a man who spent a lot of his time in trouble with the law. And in fact, sang his way out of prison twice. He was in Shaw State Prison, and he was in Angola Prison. And while he was in Shaw State, he put together the song Midnight Special by incorporating the work songs that the inmates sang while they worked.
Mm-hmm.
So Jumpin' Judy is a song by itself, and Yonder Come Miss Rosie is a song by itself. And the whole idea of the train that came along and the light would shine on the next prisoner to go free. He took all of that and sort of put it into his 12-string guitar and thus was born an American legend.
I guess so. And you even play it on the 12 string. You ever break out the slide?
I do. I have a variety of sort of vintage guitars, and Leadbelly did a little bit of work with a slide. But, you know, people like Sunhouse and Robert Johnson, I play a lot of their music too.
Tell us more about the premise of tonight's show. You and Josh White Jr. here in town at the Unitarian Universalist Church. It's the Black Fathers of Folk Music, Josh White and Leadbelly. What are you doing in the show?
Well, Josh is a good friend. Josh Jr. is a good friend. And often we would get together and just talk about his father's music and how influential it was and really remains. And we would talk about Leadbelly, because those two were contemporaries, although they were very different men. Josh Sr. was the first man to give first black man to give a command performance at the White House. Leadbelly, at the same time, couldn't get an apartment in Washington, D.C. because of racial discrimination. Leadbelly spent most of his, or a great deal of his youth in prison. Josh was kind of the darling of the intellectual crowd. And so Josh is perpetually 20 years ahead of his time, and Leadbelly is perpetually 20 years behind his time. Mm. And these two became great friends and actually performed together in at a place called Cafe Society in New York. So Josh and I sort of used our musical imaginations to come up with a show that would imagine them meeting in the hereafter on a break and reminiscing and talking about and singing about their experiences as these two pioneering African-American musicians.
And they did perform together, correct?
They did perform together.
Now, how do you make an effort to try to look and act and speak like Leadbelly or not?
I do, because Leadbelly had a really unique way of speaking. He had a kind of a heavy Texas/Louisiana accent, and he would dress as well as he could, which often involved a double breast suit and a bow tie. So I think that's part of the character of introducing Leadbelly. He had spent so much time in prison stripes that when he came out, he wanted to put those stripes far behind him.
Mm-hmm.
I found a CD of him performing live, and he was really an intelligent man, but at the same time, a very country man.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of nice to explore his personality as well as his music.
How did you first cross paths with Josh Jr.?
Well, Josh lives in Detroit, and of course I live in Detroit. And, Josh is really a folk music icon. He's about a little older than I am. And so Josh performed in a lot of different places, and we just kind of ran into each other. We, for example, perform at the Focus Hope Holiday Benefit all the time. And so sort of I wanted to pick his brain, because one of the things that Josh Jr. does is nobody that I've ever met is better at performing the music of Josh Sr. than the son. And so his father was this great icon, it was just controversial figure, did a lot of topical songs, a lot of political songs. One of his best known songs, of course, is Strange Fruit. He and Billie Holiday pioneered that song and really tackled the very ugly issue of lynching in the country and sort of, so Josh White is this icon, and then Leadbelly in his own way is an icon. So we just sort of sat down together on several occasions and said, we really have to bring people into the awareness of these two great musicians.
And tonight is the beginning of a series of performances, of Black Fathers of Folk.
Right. In fact, next week we'll be at the Calliope Folk Society in Pittsburgh. And then we are looking forward to doing this again and again and again. And one of the things that's fun about it is it's kind of improvisational. So as we sit here and have this conversation in character, sometimes the conversation will spur another song that you may not have even gone in thinking about. So you have to kind of be up on their repertoire, but at the same time, we're listening to each other and responding in real time.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you here today. You went out of your way to be here today, and then you're performing here again not quite 12 hours from now here, just down the street. So we really appreciate your making the effort. Again, Josh White Jr. was scheduled to be with us here today, and hopefully he'll be okay for tonight. But apparently he encountered a migraine headache here when he woke up today.
He's a trooper.
Okay,
he'll be fine.
Very good. He'll be fine. We want to thank the Reverend Robert Jones in town tonight at the 10-Pound Fiddle. It's the Black Fathers of Folk Music, Josh White and Lead Belly. Robert Jones and Josh White Jr. in character as these two legendary musicians. We're going to have Robert play us out after I remind you that coming up Monday on Current State, a special treat for the musical theater fans listening. Current State welcomes John Rubenstein, the actor who originated the role of Pippin on Broadway in the 1970s. He's now playing the role of Pippin's father in the revival show coming to the Wharton Center this month. That and lots more already planned for Monday here on WKAR's Current State. We will let you go. We'll say adieu to the Reverend Robert Jones, and he'll play us out on Current State.
Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? Well, good morning, blues, and blues, how do you do? Good morning, blues, and blues, how are you? Woke up this morning, I was feeling sad and blue. Woke up this morning, I was feeling sad and blue. I had the blues so bad that it didn't know what to do. Got the blues in my coffee, got the blues all in my tea. Got the blues in my coffee, got the blues all in my